The truckers have company. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A counter-protest springing up in Canada's capital where some residents and businesses are fed up with disruptions from the protest over COVID mandates. Meantime, many restrictions are about to be eased in the province, including a proof of vaccine requirement ending March 1st.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he's not lifting the vaccination requirements because of the protests that have blocked the border between the U.S. and Canada, but because, quote, it's safe to do so. Masking requirements will be kept in place.
This is an important layer of protection that will allow us to proceed with our reopening plan safely.
He says starting Thursday, capacity limits will be removed except for sporting events, concerts, and theaters, which will be capped at 50%. The announcement follows days of protest by truckers over the COVID restrictions that had blocked the busiest U.S. and Canada border crossing and is still tying up traffic in the capital city of Ottawa.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, police clearing protesters from the Ambassador Bridge between Canada and Detroit over the weekend. President Biden back on the phone after a call with Russia's president over the weekend, speaking today with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who's holding out hope diplomatic efforts can succeed with more than 130,000 Russian troops still near Ukraine's border.
You've got to realize that this is a very, very dangerous, difficult situation. We are on the edge of a precipice, but there is still time for President Putin to step back. And what we're urging is for everybody to engage in dialogue.
The Russian president's own foreign minister urging him to keep talking with the West, even though the U.S. and NATO allies have rejected his key demands. The Coast Guard says a debris field has been found off the coast of North Carolina where a plane carrying 8 people disappeared from radar yesterday. An air traffic controller had reported that single-engine aircraft behaving erratically. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Democratic candidate for mayor in Kentucky's biggest city, the apparent target of a shooting in his campaign office today, but not injured. Craig Greenberg posting online that he and his team are all safe. The Louisville police chief says a suspect has been detained and that it appears Greenberg was targeted, but a motive remains under investigation. The Texas Attorney General sues Facebook's parent company over what the state sees as a technological invasion of privacy.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says when Meta used facial recognition software on its Facebook platform, it violated state privacy protections. Meta ended its use on Facebook last November. Paxton's complaint alleges there has been no guarantee other Meta properties, such as WhatsApp and Instagram, would do the same. In 2015, Illinois sued Meta, then known as Facebook, which settled a class action suit alleging violation of that state's biometric privacy law for $650 million. The Texas lawsuit seeks to penalize Meta $25,000 per privacy violation. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
An annual D.C. event gets an MC for its return.
The headliner for the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year has been named. Trevor Noah, the host of The Daily Show on Comedy Central, will have that honor at the high-profile gathering of D.C. journalists, politicians, and elite society, nicknamed Nerd Prom. It'll be the first time since the start of the pandemic that the Washington tradition, typically held every year, will take place. Former President Donald Trump skipped the annual dinner during during his term, and it's unclear whether President Joe Biden will be there, but AP reports the Correspondents Association suggests he will. NOAA is also scheduled to host this year's Grammy Awards.
Fox's Lillian Wu. The Dow's now down 360. Oil prices topping $95 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.